We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This week we're joined by Maeve Reed, the founder and youth executive director for Stop the Stigma Rock. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. We're very excited to be here today.
So for those who are listening and they don't know about Stop the Stigma Rock yet, let's give a little quick brief overview before we kind of dive in a little bit.
Yeah, so I am a senior in high school. So Stop the Stigma Rock is a youth-led suicide prevention organization, and we focus on reducing the stigma around mental health and suicide prevention. And we were founded in 2016 by high school students, and we're now we're half youth-led, half adult-led. It's really, I like to say that we're twofold in our goals.
Sure.
We focus on youth empowerment is the second half, and obviously our other goal is to create a community that is aware of mental health and suicide prevention.
Sure, because that of course is in the forefront right now. Mm-hmm. It's a huge conversation nationally, as you know, it seems like things are unfortunately getting worse. But on the other hand, things are also seeming to get better in other aspects of it. People are being more open and talking.
Yep,
more.
And
it's interesting that this is originally created by a student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lost a friend to suicide my freshman year in high school. She was my best friend, and she died by suicide. She was struggling with mental health problems, not to many of the people in her life's knowledge. And so that experience, obviously it was terrible grief, but it
Sure.
was also just eye-opening to the lack of conversation around suicide. I really firsthand experienced that stigma of suicide.
What was that like? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, so she died in February, and it was right before February break. So right around this time, and I think it was the day before, we had a day where we talked about it in schools, and then when we came back, it was silence.
It was just over, really.
It was, yeah, and it's really, schools don't know really how to handle it, so I don't want to place blame on my school at all. It's just not something that they're trained or equipped to deal with, and that's a higher up issue. It's really, you know, in the state and in our culture as well.
Well, I know the kind of fear is that the copycats.
Yes.
And you know, we're now learning it seems like that's the wrong strategy to take. Instead of just trying to sweep it under the rug, it's going to be more impactful to try to open up and address
yeah.
it more.
Really, by sweeping it under the rug, you create this sense that you can't get help because it's shameful to mm-hmm. have those problems. So there are unsafe ways to address a suicide, but if schools have the correct training, using that as a platform to discuss those issues is really important. And we've seen Fairport has only luckily had one suicide, but we've seen in Penfield, they've had several. Penfield High School has had, I think, 5 in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
They're really, because of the pressure, starting to address it in the correct way afterwards by bringing in speakers and educating people in response to those deaths. So it's really becoming more responsible in the way that people deal with these issues.
Now it's just starting to become like that. So we're kind of in the beginning phases of schools getting involved and realizing we can't just pretend like this doesn't happen. We can't just say, if you're feeling grief, come to the counselor and talk.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really proud of Fairport too. In the last 3 years since, and I'm not saying that we directly influenced this, but we definitely put some pressure on the schools.
Sure.
There's been a lot more programs put in. They're partnering with the University of Rochester's programs for mental health, and they're also doing more programs in the school that focus on, you know, resiliency and being responsible for your own health. So they
Sure.
really have done a lot since 4 years ago or 3 years ago when my friend died.
Well, it's interesting because sometimes there's the thought of, oh, you know, we're just kids, we're in high school, we don't have any power, we can't do anything. But of course, with organizations like yours and You know, even thinking back to you know, a different topic than what we're talking about now, but, you know, school shootings and gun safety, certainly many high school students and young people have been taking the lead. And what we're realizing is that there's a lot of power there.
Yeah. I'm going to plug myself for a second
yes,
here.
Yes, of course.
Just did a TED Talk in November, and it wasn't really focused on suicide prevention. It was focused on youth empowerment. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what I talked about was, there's such a huge impact on a community when teens specifically engage in activism, because it's almost, adults are almost like, wow, these kids care so much about this issue. It must be important. Like, for kids to kind of go out of their expected roles. I mean, as a teen, I'm expected to go to school, mm-hmm. get good grades, maybe play a sport, but doing something other than that, I think that adults really respond to that because they're like, wow, this must really be important to them. And obviously there's lots of other impacts. I always say, I joke about, like, when teens are doing, like, engaging in activism, it really pressures adults, like, we're making them look bad
well,
if they
yeah,
don't.
You're being more responsible. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. And you know, like we're human, so it's an ego thing, right? But if that's going to drive change, push that
yeah,
button all day.
Definitely.
Nothing
yeah.
wrong with that. Again, talking to Maeve Reed from Stop the Stigma Rock, and you guys are partnering with You Are Medicine. This is huge.
Yeah, that's it's amazing for me to see. I've been with this organization since the beginning, so it's amazing to see the growth. And this is kind of in Rochester, everybody knows University of Rochester
sure.
is like a huge part of the Rochester community. So we're very excited. And
how did this all happen?
We really last spring we gained a lot of traction. We got our nonprofit status in the fall of 2017. So we really like started moving, and I think we got more media coverage, and URMC saw us on the news and reached out, and that's really how it happened. So
that's incredible.
Yeah, we were on the front page of the DNC in June. And it, unfortunately it was due to this national suicide news of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain.
But, oh yes. Right.
But that really helped.
It's
terrible that that is the thing that made it happen, but I think that's why we gained that connection.
Unfortunately, people sometimes need to be kind of shaken awake.
Yeah.
You know, and when it's right in their face, and you know, we talk, you know, on my show every day, we talk about like celebrity stuff every now and again. And mm-hmm. a lot of the time it's a lot of fluff, and it's just, you know, it's interesting. It's a distraction from kind of our mundane, boring lives, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, but when something like that happens, it makes you realize, oh, if it can happen to these people.
Yeah.
What is everybody else
whose
going?
Lives are seemingly perfect.
Right.
Yeah. It really, I think it humanizes mental illness and suicide ideation to see a celebrity who we consider to be so successful that it's really not about, it's really an illness and it's really a medical thing. And I think that having that spotlight shown on those issues by the celebrity community, as sad as it is to lose those people, it is very impactful.
It just goes to show how important the things like you guys do at Stop the Stigma Rock. But so you teamed up with You Are Medicine, mm-hmm. and you're promoting your second annual. It's a writing competition.
Yeah, we're really, it was actually an idea that was brought up to us this fall. It was originally just an art competition, but writing just opens up the pool of people who can submit, because sure. if you think about how many people are artistic, it's
right.
probably
I draw
smaller...
a mean stick figure, but probably yeah. not going to hack it, right?
But a lot of people can write, and I think it reaches a lot more people, so we're really excited about that.
Well, and when you talk about a way to kind of express your emotions, because again, especially when it comes to you know, like thoughts of suicide and things like that, a lot of the time people aren't comfortable talking with somebody about it, but maybe mm-hmm. they'll feel comfortable writing about it, and at least yeah. that gets it out there, and it kind of makes it real, and it kind of, yeah. you know, like anything, like writing can really give you perspective.
Yeah, and really, so I know we started off by talking about suicide, but really the goal of this competition is to talk about mental wellness, and I think that that applies to everybody, mm-hmm. and I don't think that people realize that. Mental illness, although I think it's 1 in 3 is the statistic, but it doesn't affect as many people as mental wellness. Mental wellness is something that we all have.
Mm-hmm.
We're all constantly trying to maintain our mental wellness. And so That's what this this competition really focuses on. The theme is "This is the source of my strength," and we really through that want to promote empowerment and the development of coping skills and resilience. And I kind of call this pre-prevention.
Sure.
Because if you have these skills, and I kind of maybe made up that term, so
it's, own it, take it, sure, it's yours.
I was a little afraid to say it because maybe someone else made it up. Maybe I'm stealing it. I don't know.
You know, that's fine. Lateral thinking is okay.
Yeah. But pre-prevention is just having this basis of a support system and coping skills so that when hard things come up in life, you know how to cope with them.
Sure.
I think a lot of people never develop those coping mechanisms, those self-care things. And then when you lose your job or your boyfriend breaks up with you, like, it's devastating and mm-hmm. you don't know how to deal with it.
Right,
those are inevitable, those sure. issues.
How many of us just stuff those feelings down, right?
Yeah.
And just try to bury it. And, well, just think about it, though, and it's not going to bother me.
It's still there, though.
And it'll obviously, you know, as humans, we are essentially, you know, it's just going to build.
Yeah.
It's going to build, it's going to build, it's going to build. And at some point or another, it's going to come up.
Yeah.
So to get ahead of it, you're right. The prevention is it's a great exercise.
Yeah.
So high schoolers and middle schoolers can enter into this competition?
Yes, high schoolers and middle schoolers. And we really, some people might say middle schoolers, really. But I think that that's such an important time to develop these skills because it's kind of before hard things start happening in your life.
Sure.
I mean, obviously some people have hard things happen before that age, but a lot of people, you know, you're figuring out yourself through 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th grade. You're trying to figure out who you are as a person, what you want to do when you grow up. I'm dealing with that right now because I'm a senior in high school.
So am I. I'm 35. So am I.
Well, it makes me feel better. Thank you.
Sure.
But it's really important to start to have those skills before things start to get hard. My friend died by suicide in 9th grade. There was no health education around mental health and suicide prevention. And even it didn't have to be. I know some people are worried that seventh graders aren't ready for, you know, talking about suicide and that sort of stuff because it's a little heavy. But even talking about mental health and how to like bounce back from challenges
sure.
is such an important thing to do.
I mean, why isn't that a class? I mean, honestly,
yeah.
It's interesting. You know, we learn all the academic side of things, but that's going to be one of the most important things in your life is learning how to deal with the hardships you're going to face, because we all face them. No matter how great your life is, there's going to be times where it's going to be tough. And, you know, I'm sure you're well aware there's plenty of strategies out there to try and kind of guide yourself through it.
Yeah. And in this prompt, it could be, I was surprised last year with the submissions that we got. The theme last year was overcoming obstacles. So I can't really imagine how people are going to respond to the prompt. But my thought, if I were responding to the prompt, would be either some sort of activity that gives me strength, for this is the source of my strength, or people.
Sure.
That's also a really important part of this is people developing their support system, people that they can go to, their resources. So that's another side of this, not just the personal resiliency and coping skills, but also surrounding yourself with people who are supportive and can help you through hard times.
So how long is the submission process going to be lasting for?
We actually just launched it on our website this week. So you can find it at www.stopthestigmarock.org. And it's there and you can print a PDF out. And the submission deadline will be March 14th. And we're very excited. On March 29th, we're going to have a gallery opening event at the Yards Collective in the public market lot.
Nice.
That's an aspect of this competition we also are really excited about because it's validation to these young artists who don't often get to have their work shown at like a quote unquote real gallery.
Right.
That was something when we started this program last year, we could do it at the rec center. I was like, no, I really want to get it at a gallery because I feel like that's such an honor for emerging artists. Like,
sure.
Like, look at my art is where like professional artists have their art. Like, I think that's such a cool
honor. And to see that and to be able to dream a little bit and think, well, maybe my art can be in, you know, other spots like this.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, we're really excited about that. And the art will also be on display at the University of Rochester's Psychiatric Center. And that is really cool to us as well. The head of that department explained to me that the main goal that they had in putting it on display, well, there's two goals. One of them was to create this therapeutic environment for the patients there, but also to bring community members into the psychiatric ward at the hospital, because there's such a stigma around mental health hospitals. They're like, oh, there's like white walls and like it's a scary place.
Padded and all, everything we saw in the movies growing up, right?
Yeah, I mean, the pop culture definitely creates this kind of scary image of those places. And so it's bringing people into the from the community into that space to see their artwork or see other people's artwork, and kind of... making that place a little less scary and more just breaking down those stereotypes that there are about that space.
Well, that's the goal, and that's how we are going to, I mean, it's not a problem we'll ever solve, unfortunately, but I think it's headed in the right direction. There's certainly a long way to go, but organizations like yours certainly are at the lead. So it's incredible, honestly, that you're doing this. It really is. So be proud of the work that you're doing. It's sad that it manifested from something so tragic, but I feel like in life, these things happen, and there's one of two ways to go about it. You can either just be depressed about it for the rest of your life, and just have it be there and have it be that anchor that weighs you down, or it can be that motivation to try and really make change. So
and I mean, it was also in a way sort of selfish, because it was my way of grieving.
Sure, absolutely.
And I was angry about the way that my friend's death was treated. So
of course,
I wanted to do something about it.
From everyone who was friends or family members or when loved ones, when that happens, again, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
One more time, if you want to find out more about Stop the Stigma Rock, or if you want to enter the competition, the art and writing competition, where can they go?
www.stopthestigmaroc.org.
There you go. Awesome. Maeve Reed, the founder and youth executive director, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.